This is Vatican Radio and I am Lydia O'Kane. As young people from around the world celebrate World Youth Day in Rio de Janeiro, young Irish pilgrims who are unable to make the trip are being given the chance to capture the atmosphere of the Brazilian city in Dublin. The event, called Rio in Dublin, has been organised by the Archdiocese of Dublin's Office for Evangelisation and Ecumenism. So what can young people expect from this gathering? Well, it promises to have many of the events that will be going on in Rio, including catechesis, rosary and workshops. Hosting the young people will be St. Mary of the Angels Capuchin Church and Day Centre on Church Street in the centre of Dublin. Father Brian Shortall, Capuchin Franciscan and parish priest, told me more about the event.
There's a lot going on in different parts of the world. People are celebrating in different parts of the world World Youth Day, including Dublin itself. You have an event taking place coming up, and I want you to tell me about this event coming, how it got started, how it came about that you're hosting for the World Youth Day celebrations.
Well, the first we heard of it was the Dublin Diocesan Evangelisation Desk in Archbishop's House were talking very enthusiastically about providing a forum for young people to celebrate World Youth Day with the Holy Father Francis, but who weren't able to travel. And so they were looking at different places, different venues, which could cater for youth groups and young people and so on. And we got a call to say that they were considering our place in Church Street, which is right in the city centre, right beside the River Liffey, within a stone's throw of the famous Dublin Markets area. And we also have a great and well-known service for homeless. We have a day centre for homeless. And so really, I sat down with the friars and I told them what the plan was, and we said we'd love to be a part of it if they'd consider us. So we got word then that they would love to be part of, they would love to use our place. So we have a big church, a big public church, and the Capuchin Day Centre for Homeless is open 6 days a week. It doesn't open on Sunday because they use other, the organisations have other homeless centres. So the Day Centre then said, well, we'd love to provide hospitality and refreshments and areas for people just to relax. And so what happened and what emerged then was the World Youth Day Rio in Dublin, where we will have, please God, the celebration, the end of the celebration in connection and in union with the pilgrims travelling to Rio. We will have catechesis and rosary and exposition and different events and youth events in the church on the weekend of World Youth Day. And they can go across the complex, because it's still all in our area, to the day centre for, you know, refreshments and for rest and to relax and for hospitality.
How significant is it that, you know, despite the fact that people can't get to Rio itself to mark the celebrations, that they really want to be part of it in Dublin, in Ireland?
I believe it's very, very significant. And one of the reasons that, just as you asked that question, it comes to my mind is the huge momentum that was begun and which emerged as a result of the great Eucharistic Congress in Dublin last year, and our church in Church Street, and the parish church which the Capuchins have the pastoral care of, just literally a stone's throw away, as I say, in the markets in Halston Street, were two churches on the Seven Church Pilgrim Walk, which was hugely successful during the week of the Eucharistic Congress. And I think that the Archbishop and the team, the evangelization team, probably saw that and also wanted to, use this, and especially this year of faith, to continue this momentum and to try and build on this momentum, and especially coming up to the World Youth Day. And, it's hugely significant because, you know, especially in the climate we have now, which is, can be a climate of criticism, on the ground, there is huge will and huge enthusiasm, as far as I can see, for this Youth Day project. I believe there's about 200 or 250 young people have so far registered for it. Now, that just means that they will be coming to the programme and to the all-night vigil. But that's not to say that on the day itself, on the Saturday and the Sunday, people will just, because people have been asking to come to the day part of the events as well. So there's huge momentum and huge enthusiasm. And, the social networks, of course, which are a great vehicle now as well. They have a Facebook page, Rio in Dublin. You can check out www.evangelization.ie. There's a Twitter feed and everything. So, it's really going full steam ahead.
You were talking about the things that are happening, things that are taking place. Just despite, obviously the church in Ireland has gone through a lot over the past couple of years. But from what you're saying is there does seem to be a groundswell of faith with regard to young people. Does that surprise you, or do you think that it's always been there and continues to be there?
I don't believe I'm very surprised by it, because young people are basically great people. I'm 16 years ordained a priest this year, thank God, and my first... my first pastoral ministry was a school chaplaincy, and then I've been involved in things within the order and so on. And I've always found young people to be very generous, very optimistic, very energetic. And I mean, even though you might find that young people, you know, they mightn't practice their faith like traditionally their parents or grandparents practice their faith, you know, and again, they would still have a huge interest in, for example, the Word of God and the Eucharist. They have a huge sense of social justice. One of the things actually that's after happening, you know, that I've sort of seen on the ground in the last few months since Pope Francis became Pope, and indeed, since Pope Emeritus Benedict has fired, you know, I've seen a renewal of interest and enthusiasm, especially in the church, if you like, and especially in what the church has to offer. And one of the things that I think we can focus on now because of this is the connection between here in Dublin and in Ireland, the World Youth Day, and the connection between that and the Holy Father and some of the pilgrims going from Dublin to join him in Rio, you know, in these days. I think that's going to be very... I think people are... You'd want to have your eyes closed and your ears closed not to see that and feel that. I think it's going to be something very special.
Do you think it's the idea that Pope Francis, he's talked a lot about wanting a poor church. Do you think that young people can relate to that idea?
Well, I believe certainly that what Pope Francis has been saying, he certainly became Pope, was, you know, and he's speaking from his own lived experience when he was Archbishop of Buenos Aires. I mean, you know... He's been the personification of that, you know, in the sense that to be a church that is always on the poor and always prepared to keep doors open to the poor Christ in the person of people, or at least to see the face of the poor Christ in the person of people. And I think the secret was in his choosing of the name Francis. We're very excited, obviously, as Capuchin Franciscans, in our, I suppose, the flagship ministry we have in Church Street is our day centre for the homeless. And I would say that was perhaps one of the reasons why the Archbishop and the team chose our church in Church Street and the day centre, because it's probably tangible links with what Pope Francis is saying, you know, as he inaugurates his ministry, as he begins his first few months as Pope, and as he goes forward.
Ireland has gone through, it's still going through a period of economic crisis. With that in mind, do you think that perhaps the church in this year of faith is maybe helping young people who are worried, who are afraid, maybe, you know, are leaving college, don't have a job? Do you think that offers a foundation for young people?
I do. I very much believe that. I also believe that the church, you know, should be in the business of good news. And I believe the church is, you know... To a greater or lesser extent, the church, you know, always tries to be in the business of good news, not about spin and not about sort of pretending that everything is wonderful when at times people are struggling, but that we are in the business of good news. And I suppose the church is with through the power of the Holy Spirit, I guess, tries to see over the hill, you know, in the sense, see the long view. And I believe the church, through, you know, good people, through the church-based organisations, the social justice organisations, the religious orders, I think all of us together can be a catalyst to make a difference, a positive difference in people's lives. I think young people are picking that up. You know, I think young people are responding to it. I think, you know, they're certainly not afraid to tell it like it is. And I think that's a good thing, because I think honesty which helps us to try and read the signs of times, I think is a good thing, you know, and especially honesty from the backdrop of some kind of prayerfulness, of maybe honesty with regard to some kind of catechesis with the scripture, honesty with regard to, you know, how we, you know, hearing the word at Mass and things like that. All these things are all positive and are all things that help us to lay a firm foundation, you know.